This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Successfully creating the good atmosphere for a good day. This is not, well, this is the outgrowth of the Good Day program called the DJV Show. Hello. Because Doug Steffen was, well, Jennifer was along for a number of years in the Good Day Show. Now we have Victoria Keevan to add to the mix and Kara Schillen. So we're ready to go with another hour of conversation about what's going on in the world. And not necessarily happy talk or sad talk, but real talk. And then, guess what, boys and girls? After we have Victoria lead us into the hour, we may even have some discussion about what she's talking about. How do you like that for an idea? Wow. I feel like Mr. Rogers. All right, so Victoria, take it away, will you please?
Well, it's Friday. That's, weekend time, and so everybody likes to go out to dinner. And if you order fish on the menu, you may not actually be getting what you ordered. This is coming from a new report from Oceana, which is a conservation group. It's probably the largest conservation group in the world. They tested all kinds of fish, 400 samples from 277 locations in 24 states and the District of Columbia. And they tested fish markets, grocery stores, and restaurants, and they found that 21% of the fish was mislabeled. That means if you go to a fancy restaurant and you're going to splurge for something like sea bass or snapper, that they had the highest rates of mislabeling. Sea bass was mislabeled 55% of the time, and snapper was mislabeled 42% of the time. And the bad news is what you're actually getting is either giant perch or Nile tilapia, which is like a bottom feeder. It's a very inexpensive fish. Dover sole that they tested in lots of different restaurants turned out to actually not even be Dover sole. It was walleye. Lavender jobfish. Hello, never heard of that fish. Well, that's actually what you're eating most of the time instead of Florida snapper. So if you see Florida snapper on a menu in a restaurant, you might want to avoid it because it's actually not Florida snapper. And so this is just really bad news, especially in New York, which with all the restaurants and the fish markets and everything, they found that New Yorkers pay 35% more for quote-unquote wild-caught fish, when it turns out when they tested the DNA of the samples, it wasn't even wild-caught. It's not only not what you're paying for, and it's not wild-caught, it's farm-raised. And so this is a huge, huge problem. And they actually found that in restaurants and small markets, small fish markets, those were they actually were mislabeled more frequently than what you buy in the grocery store. So buying your own fish at the grocery store, you have a higher chance of getting what you're actually paying for. And in restaurants, just be very, very careful, I guess. There are certain things that you can't really fake. You know, swordfish is always going to taste and look like swordfish. Tuna steak is always going to kind of look the same.
Yeah.
But as soon as anybody gets into, you know, the Mediterranean sea bass and all kinds of white fishes, they've been mislabeled. 80% of our fish supply, this is depressing, comes from international sources. So mislabeling is a common practice. Sometimes it's deliberate. Sometimes it's not.
Okay, let's get to the bottom line here. What we're talking about is Asian fish that comes from Vietnam, comes from Laos, Cambodia,
Indonesia,
China, all of these places. And they basically grow fish underneath their outhouses. There's no plumbing in most of these coastal communities, and people live their lives by, you know, they're, instead of having a john, they go out to the house and go to the john and outside. They pee in the water, they poop in the water, and that's what the fish eat. They throw the poop in from whatever the animals are, if they're a giraffe, who knows what's there, cows, chickens, whatever. They throw that stuff into the water as well, and that's what the chicken, that's what the fish eat. Now, to sort of compare, it sounds gross and yucky, and it is. But one of the things that isn't known, I have my farmer stripes on right now. When you eat free-range chicken, what the chickens are eating is what was in the pasture. And I know from experience, because we tried it on our farm, having chickens in a sort of a 400 by 400 square foot movable electric house, kind of an electric fence, and you move the chickens around because that's what does, that's what eats up the stuff that's in the soil, the grubs, but cow manure that's there, they pick through that and eat the corn that's in the cow manure that wasn't digested by the cow. I mean, maybe there's too much information here, but you get my drift. That oftentimes what we think, this and that stuff is all organic, by the way. It just is kind of disgusting in the world of reality today. I can hear kids say, oh, mommy, what is he talking about? Well, that's life down on the farm, if you will. But in terms of the fishing stuff specifically, we have overfished the North Sea. Yep. We've overfished the Atlantic Ocean, especially the part in the cold waters. We have overfished in southern. So there is a problem because the fish, because we've been told that fish is better for us than beef. So we stop eating beef, and chicken is horrible. If you knew, I tell this story all the time. If I were to tell you what went on in the slaughtering process of poultry, the commercial poultry, you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life. And Chick-fil-A and all the rest of them would all go out of business. KFC. Anyway, so in knowing what we eat, this is one of the big things that have happened since we've gotten away from the agrarian economy. Whether it's beef, poultry, you know, now it's rubbing off onto the fish producers because there's so much commercial activity. And we have so many cretins that don't give a damn. They figure Americans buy it. And this is really the corruption here is in the process. American inspectors are so tough on American products, the beef, the chicken, whatever it is that's here. And yet we buy billions of dollars worth of Argentinian beef, as an example. Nobody ever inspects the beef there or here. It just comes and it gets sold. So you think about how, but yet we don't know these things. We don't think about, we trust that the government is doing what it's supposed to do. And as usual, the government very rarely does what it's supposed to do or says it's going to do. And
well,
so
beef,
all of this
beef
stuff
should be
comes,
easier. Yeah, beef should be easier to test, though, and to make sure that it's labeled properly. With fish, you know, unless you buy a whole fish with the head on, it's very difficult to know what you're getting in a restaurant or what you're buying in a store when it's just a fish fillet. A lot of white fish looks very similar, and they say halibut is actually the worst offender, and halibut is so expensive. Halibut in the Wegmans near me is $36.99 a pound.
A pound.
That's insane.
And it may be tilapia.
Not even halibut. And yeah. Well, the problem, they say, one of the most, you're talking about overfishing, and you're correct, overfishing and overfished and endangered Atlantic halibut is actually often sold as Pacific halibut, and it's labeled under the sustainably caught, because there's plenty of Pacific halibut out there, very few Atlantic halibut. So if you're trying to be, you know, sustainable and eco-friendly, and you think you're only buying a fish that, you know, isn't harming the environment and isn't endangered, you're also wrong about that. And you're paying $36.99 a pound for it. It's just, it's crazy.
Wait
it's
for
just
it.
Fraud.
You better do your homework just for the halibut. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. It's time for us now to
Okay.
In a moment, the real story behind what's going on at Facebook. Wait till you hear this story. It's 15 past the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. See associate for details.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
The Geek Out.
Here's a funny story. Recently, a space exploration fan attempted a nice gesture, but just ended up with a bad tattoo. He was trying to do a tribute to the recently expired Opportunity Mars rover, only to find out the image he used of the rover wasn't actually the Opportunity, and the quote associated under the image wasn't accurate either. The image actually is of the younger and still activated Curiosity Mars rover, which is completely different, and the quote of, "My battery is low and it's getting dark," was never actually transmitted by the Opportunity, but was really a quote from a space journalist that was later taken out of context. The idea was neat, the execution not so much, but if you want to see the bad space tat for yourself, we've posted it on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's move on. The Facebook story about losing key users, younger people, and now it looks like the 55-plus is their big audience at Facebook. So I want to relay something. I've been talking about this over the last few days, being in Los Angeles at the Talk Radio Boot Camp convention. And one of the conversations in one of the seminars was about Facebook and how prejudiced they are. And there were four or five people who were on this panel who were talking about what happens when you are right of center and you place an ad in Facebook. They basically will nix it. And I've heard some stories, Victoria, I think last week or 10 days, we've been talking about it. I didn't know this before because I wasn't around people that were using it. But we all, you know, you can buy more users or buy more exposure or whatever it is that they do. You can more definitively refine what I'm describing here. But in essence, you can buy advertising. And what they're saying to the right of center groups is, no, we are not going. Your message doesn't fit our policy. And yet, so a couple of the guys who are left of center.
I'd love to know an example of what the ad said, though, because there's a fine line between, and on the left as well, the far left, because Facebook is trying to put a real clamp down on, you know, hate speech and things like that.
These are talk people. They aren't going to have hate speech attached to themselves because they get fired. So the stuff, whatever it was, I know that one of the guys who's named Chad Benson, who was affiliated with a lot of the stations that carry this program with Radio America, was one who had an example of that. He's going to be on the countdown show next week. We'll ask him that question. I just think that
I'd be curious. I don't doubt that there is definitely a lot of censorship with Facebook. Yeah. I know that for a fact. But I'd be curious to know what was in the ad that was that was banned.
By the way, you want to find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm not an expert in much of anything other than maybe how to do a radio program, how to hopefully raise good, healthy children, how to farm, but I do play an expert on the radio in more than one area. I guess because I was a disc jockey for 10 years when I started my radio career, I have a certain amount of expertise when it comes to music. But I'll tell you something, I know what I like. And I always have liked, since the first time I heard anything from the Stray Cats, always really have, as they say in the vernacular, dug them. Crank this up, Kara, will you please? Frankly, who doesn't like this kind of music? You two?
I don't know.
Like
I love it. I don't understand. I can't be friends with people who don't like the Stray Cats. It's just a rule.
Well, I guess that's why you and I are friends. So anyway, the Cats have announced their first album in 26 years, believe it or not. It's called 40, as well as detailing a tour they're going to have this summer. This is, I guess we'd describe them as a rockabilly bunch. Guitarist Brian Setzer, bassist Lee Rocker. What a great name for a rock and roll guy. I'd like to introduce Mr. Rocker, who's off. Got it? Off his... the drummer is Slim Jim Phantom. What a great name. Sorry, the new LP has a song on it called Catfight. That's what you're listening to now. A Catfight Over a Dog Like Me. Yeah, there it is. Catfight's available with pre-orders of the record. The band releasing the track along with some new songs when Nothing's Going Right is one of them. Rock It Off is another. It's part of a 12-inch picture disc day on the 13th of next month, which is National Record Store Day. Stray Cats recorded this album 40 in Nashville in late 2018 following their first North American shows. They've been, well, first in a decade anyway. Let's see here. Setzer said, quote, "You have to understand how unique the Stray Cats are." You know, McFadden introduced me actually to the Stray Cats. I didn't even know they existed until one day he played one of their tunes on the air. Setzer said, "It's me playing an old hollow body guitar." Huh. Isn't that interesting? Slim Jim playing two or three drums and Lee Rocker slapping a stand-up acoustic bass. I get to write new songs and then play them with my buddies. somehow we created a new and exciting sound for this pretty simple idea. And you know what? A lot of people like it. Yes, we sure do.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of interesting. You know, we oftentimes hear how these bands and groups don't really get along together, which is a wonder. If you're making all this music together, spending all this time together, wouldn't you think you'd want to do it with people that you like? I was thinking about Fleetwood Mac and how Lindsey Buckingham got kind of booted around. Whether it was his own doing or not, I don't know. But anyway, so that's just like I couldn't do a radio program unless you people were my friends.
A band and a radio show that's very similar, yeah, and lots of, you know, creative differences in bands, and you've got a bunch of creative people, and, you know, it's sometimes a long break is a good thing, and I think that these guys sound so good, and they're all really excited to go on tour. Our group of friends have already bought tickets for their shows. They're coming to New York. They're going to come to Jersey. Oh, yeah. We bought tickets for August already.
I got to see when they're coming to Boston.
It'd be great.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. All right, so we have time, Kara, for the Jay-Z. Let's not do the Jay-Z. I just want to hear some more Stray Cats music. Crank this up, will you?
All the low rack holder tight.
So, have we got, is this the Setzer version or the Eddie Cochran version of 20?
This is the Setzer version.
How close is it to Eddie Cochran? I don't remember.
I think the Brian Setzer is a little rockier.
Yeah,
well, it's a little more, acoustic with it. But yeah, good for them. The Stray Cats here on the DJB show at 28 past the hour.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He broke the law, and no one is above the law. I said that before, and I'll say that again and again and again. No one.
That woman was a member of the jury in the trial for the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who was convicted on 8 felony counts of bank and tax fraud last August and was sentenced yesterday to nearly 4 years in prison.
He just doesn't seem remorseful.
The 69-year-old pleading guilty to similar charges in a case in Washington, D.C., for which he'll be sentenced next week. None of these charges involve Manafort's work on the Trump campaign. It's the 111th annual International Women's Day. The theme this year is recognition of the desire of women around the world for balance in their lives and society. Events planned in over 35 cities in the USA. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want. We're here to satisfy your quizzical needs here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, to, in this the circumstance has presented itself, so we can bring to you with confidence yet another American Airlines on the spot again.
Another story again.
From AA.com. All right, so what are they screwing up now?
Oh, man. American Airlines. I was reading this story, and then I was like, I wonder what airline it was. Oh, it was American Airlines. So what happened was a woman with a rare genetic condition that causes dry, scaly skin called ichthyosis.
Yeah, right.
It looks like a rash, but it's actually called ichthyosis, says that she was humiliated on a recent flight when American Airlines became concerned about her appearance and asked her and her infant son, who also has ichthyosis, they asked them to get off the plane. So they had to deplane in front of everyone, which obviously that's pretty bad to begin with. She was flying from El Paso, Texas to Dallas, and she was on her way home after visiting her husband, and that's when this incident happened. She said, before takeoff, an employee from the airline came up to my row and asked the two men sitting next to me to get up. He then quietly asked me about, quote-unquote, my rash, and if I had a letter from a doctor stating that it was okay for me to fly. I explained to him that it was called ichthyosis. It's a genetic skin condition. It's not contagious, and my son also has it. He came back and said that we wouldn't be able to fly, that we had to get off the plane. So they basically, what American Airlines did, which is horrible, to humiliate someone like this for something that is not contagious, and it's, you know, I'm sure it's embarrassing enough to have to deal with a skin condition like this. And I've seen pictures of her with her baby. There's really, the baby looks like he's got kind of like a rash around his mouth, but it doesn't, there's nothing else that you would look at and go, oh my gosh, it's so freaky looking that, you know, that you would really kick someone off a plane, except, you know, there you go, there's American Airlines for you. And so
one-legged person off the plane because they didn't look like anybody else.
Yep. Yeah. And so she actually said, so American basically booked her onto a different carrier for a different flight, and she said she was never told by a doctor that she needed documentation showing that her condition is not contagious. So of course now this is going to be a big lawsuit against American Airlines.
Yep, and they deserve every bit of bad publicity that they get. They don't train. They're too big. They don't train the flight attendants. And as it happened, the captain signed off on this because the flight attendant went to the captain and said, look, I got a problem. The captain says, go ahead and do what you think you have to do. So, you know, he'll get a vacation. She'll probably get fired. Or no, it's a man. It was a man who was the flight attendant that first brought it up. And they keep doing this. I have four beefs with American Airlines right now. And when they send me an email and say, okay, Mr. Stefan, we're happy to help you. Please send us an email back so that we can study further what it is that your problem is. So I send them they send me a note and they say reply. So I hit reply and the email says on the top of it, no reply. You can't reply to their, even though they ask you. I mean, that's how badly managed they are. There are certain ways, certainly, and I'll call the number and get somebody that tells me that, those are the rules and that's it. You know, and the beefs just keep piling up. And I was talking actually to somebody the other day about JetBlue is now running four flights a day between Boston and L.A. So I'm a prime candidate. I said that in the last email. You guys are making JetBlue look really good to me. It used to be American had the most flights. United is up there. They have three from Boston to L.A., but JetBlue has a great reputation, and most people find their experience on JetBlue to be pretty good. And I initially stayed away from them because they were running Airbuses, but now some of the new Airbuses aren't so bad, especially in comparison to those 737 MAXs that are just a horror show. I was talking to one of the stewardesses on the flight out here the other day, and she said that they're now, flight attendants are looking at their bid sheets to see where those 737 MAXs are, and they don't want to, the senior flight attendants won't sign up for a bid that has the 737 MAXs because they're so horrible to work in. There's no room. And apparently people are complaining on the planes. And apparently there was an email from Doug Parker, who's the CEO. Now I'm getting into the weeds, but I'll finish it with this. Parker's the CEO, and he says, we've got it all figured out. We've got the best airline in the world. We're making the most money. Yeah, check your passenger satisfaction quotient, pal.
Yeah.
And let's see how that works for you. All right, meanwhile, moving on here a little bit, I thought it was interesting. The House has approved an anti-Semitism resolution because of what Ihan? Is that how you pronounce her first name? Omar? Ihan?
I think so. That sounds right. I'm not really sure, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, without naming her...
I think it's Ilhan, actually. It's I-L-H-A-N. Yeah, I think it's Ilhan Omar.
Okay, yeah. Anyway. So where is she from? Was she got a light? Is it Michigan?
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin? Okay.
It's either Wisconsin or Michigan. I think Wisconsin. I think. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
Right. Now,
someone's probably angry tweeting us right now.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
So Minnesota.
Minnesota. You're both wrong.
Okay.
So it's one of those states around there that's always cold.
Yeah. Right. I would have thought it would be Michigan because there's a huge population of Muslims in suburban Detroit and Dearborn. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think a million or so. And down in Toledo, there are a lot of Muslims that have settled in there. Anyway, So I think this story has been reported enough. Everybody knows what she said. And there's been a lot of criticism from her side and from the other side. So she deleted the tweet, issued an apology, but she doesn't know.
Well, her
she
original
said publicly,
tweet, her original tweet, I actually think this story has gotten so blown out of proportion.
Well, it always her does. These things always get blown out of proportion.
Yeah. Her original tweet was saying, and I'm paraphrasing, that U.S. support for Israel is all about money. And so yeah. she was basically suggesting that pro-Israel lobbying in America is buying off American politicians. Now, that came with a ton of backlash. But she said, really, the larger issue, and she, you know, admitted that she misspoke. She deleted the tweet. But she said, I really want to talk about the political influences in this country that says it's okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country instead of America first. I don't disagree with her. I think we bend over backwards for Israel and have for a very long time. And so, and when you look at, like, you know, Netanyahu, he's so corrupt, and they're finally maybe going to get him on actual charges this time.
Yeah, but
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with I don't disagree with her that everything is all about the state of Israel. You know, and it's just, it's I don't know. I think sometimes we do put Israel before our own best interests in this country. So I think that it is worth a dollar. Dialogue.
There's a huge lobby, but let's look at the practical side of this. She's Muslim. So for her to say, if she didn't think ahead of time that she was going to stick her foot in it by saying that, if she'd have maybe gotten somebody else to say it, but the fact that she's a freshman, it's kind of like AOC and her putting her foot in it all the time, too. And it's not AOC is not a Muslim, but she has had some run-ins with people. Oh, and by saying things that are controversial, or I don't even know if controversial is the right word for it. It's just immature and not thought out. When you're in a position like that, you better learn fast that the camera's always on, the microphone's always on, everybody's listening to you, whether you go to a hamburger joint for dinner or whatever. Everybody's going to recognize you, especially if you put yourself out there like AOC has. I don't know that this woman Omar has done that, but you better know where you are, what your, you know, never mind allegiances, but just kind of what people are going to think.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
You're going to have a target on you with some people because you're a Muslim. So,
And I don't know if she was not a Muslim, I don't know that this would even have been a big story.
Wouldn't have made a difference. No, it wouldn't. That's the story. The story is that she's, I was looking at what Joe Lieberman said, who is a fellow. I actually got to know Joe Lieberman quite well. I quite like him. Senator from Connecticut for a number of years, and he was Al Gore's vice presidential candidate. And there was a big to-do about it because he was Jewish. Well, we don't want a Jewish vice president because he could become president. What happens if a Jewish president? And that brought me back to when Kennedy was elected in 1960.
Right,
there was a whole to-do. The Pope is going to run our country. That's what the people who ran against him said. I mean, you talk about ignorance. Good God. And so in this circumstance, I just think she was not, she didn't exercise a lot of common sense. Somebody's not whispering the right things in her ear. So she kind of got sloshed around. Lieberman took a shot at her and referred to her comments as clearly anti-Semitic. There was an incident here in Los Angeles yesterday or the day before. There was a frat party at one of the colleges in Orange County. And I'm sure Jennifer has the story behind the story on this better than I do, but I just remember.
Well, they were playing beer pong, and they had a swastika.
So you know
they had beer cups, the red cups in the shape of a swastika on the table, and then there's a picture of all of them doing the hand in the air, you know.
Oh, my God.
Hitler.
And so it went viral as soon as they posted it on social media. Well, they're stupid, and they were drunk. So, anyway, this...
Yeah, but I've been drunk plenty of times, and I don't think I start talking about swastikas and Nazis.
Well, and that's the thing that frustrates me the most, is the mindset. It's just the hive mindset, where there are 20 people in this picture. Someone took the picture. Someone laid the cups out. And at no point did anyone think this might be a bad idea to do.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So, anyway, after that, it went crazy wild on social media. And so a bunch of influential Jews in L.A. somehow or other got a hold of this group, and they had a meeting with them on Thursday. And a lady who was a survivor, I can't remember her name, went with the group. She happens to not live in L.A., but she was here on a speaking engagement. So she went down, very heavy Jewish-Israeli accent, and she was the one the news media all went to get comments. And she had her share of intelligent comments and kind of indignant. But back again to what we were talking about with this rep, there's no common sense anywhere anymore. Nobody's got, you guys, and you're right, Kara, whether you're drunk or you're not drunk, you think somebody's not, especially if you're stupid enough to take pictures and video and then post it online, what do you think is going to happen to that in this day and age? You got to be nuts to do it. So you get all the crap you get, you deserve. All the crap that Omar got. Well,
for the
repercussions were that they went after him.
They
got a lot of negative news media.
But nothing from the school?
They had, no, not a word from the school. The school never said stuff about them. They didn't do anything. But the guys apologized. I think they were sincere in their apology, but they're just stupid. I mean, this is just stupidity on top of stupidity. Omar is guilty of the same thing. Frankie, 44.5, what is it, almost 46, past the hour on the DJV show.
Green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Do your wired headphones look like a tangled mess? You're not alone. Well, JVC has you covered when it comes to wireless headphones, whether you're a business traveler, a teen, or an athlete. Francisco Lacey from JVC fills us in.
For the business traveler, typically this is an on-ear style with noise canceling, comfortable, long battery life. So we do have a line of a couple of models starting from $149 and up. We have fashion-conscious wireless headphones that are more colorful, trendy in their design. These would start at $59.99. For athletes, we have Bluetooth in all kinds of different shapes and sizes, starting from $49 and up, all the way to truly wireless earpieces for the serious athlete. And then we have wireless headphones for everyday use in lots of different colors and different choices of design.
Find your headphones at JVC.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's a bill before the House that would overhaul election rules, but don't look for it to get through the Senate. Because the old fossil, Mitch McConnell, says, nope, we're having none of this. We're not going to fix. The campaign spending laws need to be, most anybody who's got any common sense, no matter what side they're on, right or left, Republican, Democrat, know that this system is so damn corrupt. And all they're asking for here is to have the people who give more than $10,000 to any campaign identified, no matter who it is. Soros, the Koch brothers, yep, don't make any difference. And these guys don't want to, well, the House wants to do something about it, but many Republicans do, but because the old guy who sits on the throne doesn't want to do it, they're not going to do it. So there you go. See you later to overhauling election rules for this year, 10 before the hour.
It's It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To visit the world of your car, my car, your car, our auto expert on this program is Nick Miles, who travels around America every week, all week. He doesn't have any friends, he doesn't have any relatives, he just goes from place to place as a nomadic car expert. So here he is, nomadically. Where are you today, by the way? I didn't know where you were today.
I'm actually in the airport in Portland, Oregon, getting ready to fly to Jacksonville, Florida. And by the way, Doug, you are my only friend.
That's good to know. Someday we'll have to celebrate that in some way, shape, or we'll take a ride. Maybe we can find a car that we both like and just drive for a day. That'd be kind of fun. I'd like to do that. We actually
should. Quite the romance.
How to do that. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
We could just test a lot of cars until we find one we like.
Yeah, together.
Together.
Like the guys who ride off in the sunset.
Picturing you guys in matching outfits in a convertible.
And a small dog.
Yes, right, exactly. I'll take my little girl. I have an English bulldog named Daisy May. We'll take her with us. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the no-Brexit deal is going to perhaps be bad for some car makers and good for others. How do you think this is going to shake out?
Horrible. terribly, actually. I think that if there's no deal, we've already seen Honda cancel their factory deal in the UK. Mini's considering it today. Toyota announced they're reconsidering whether they should be producing vehicles in the UK. We know that Jaguar Land Rover have done a massive restructuring and are producing quite a few of their cars outside the UK. But I don't think anybody apart from European countries will benefit. Probably more Eastern Europe. I think you'll see Toyota, Jaguar Land Rover just ramp up their production in places like Slovakia, some of the Eastern Bloc countries where it's cheap to make cars. Unfortunately, no win for the United States, no win for UK, and probably loss of having cars made in the UK.
So Jaguar Land Rover belongs to Ratatata in India. They don't make any. Is there any car that's made in India?
Yeah, I think they actually make some of their models in India. You know, India is an amazing market for cars. There's 1 billion people there, and most of them don't own cars. So the opportunity to sell cars there is great. Although they're a luxury brand, they do facilities in India, and they're hoping that Indians will become middle class and will be able to have very super special cars just like the rest of the world.
I don't mean to stick with this, but I remember buying my daughter a Rover. I was a little. The engine sounded like a vacuum cleaner. I think it was a two-cylinder little thing that had a gearbox in it that she drove when she was going to Oxford. And it was a neat little car, and she only filled it up with fuel once a month. Are they still making those?
No, they're long gone. Now I think the smallest motor you can get is a V6, like a 4-liter in those things. So those days of economical driving are well past us.
Yeah, and well, this is interesting to see the dichotomy. Okay. So let's keep moving. There's a lot of focus on John DeLorean this week. Much of it is because of a film called Framing John DeLorean. And I thought that, is this a picture of him? Is this the story of his life? Or is this framing him for selling cocaine? Alec Baldwin plays him in the movie. Have you seen any clips from it?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer, and I've also seen the pictures. Actually, Alec Baldwin looks incredibly like John DeLorean did, and it looks like it's going to be a fairly good movie. And there is some evidence that, you know, the big three U.S. automakers didn't want him to succeed. He'd worked for Chrysler, he'd worked for GM, and I don't think they wanted him to succeed, so they were extremely happy when he got himself into trouble. It's a really great movie, and those cars are still kind of cool cars. It's a bit like the Tesla story. Right, in a sense where somebody tried to do something different and the establishment didn't like it and they basically dogged on him. But it's more of a documentary stroke show, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I think it'll tell the true story for the first time.
Interesting, because on the plane coming out to L.A. this week, I was watching a Jay Leno Garage. I don't know if you've ever met him or you. What did you think of that show? I find it entertaining because he's so entertaining. He's got so many cars, but he had the DeLorean from, there were seven made for the movie, and he had one of them, and he was driving around with some comedian. And they were talking about how horribly built it was and what a mess.
It sounds more and more like Tesla every day, right? One of the things there is I would love to go to the garage with you and spend some time with Jay and you. He is a great entertainer, but he pulls the same jokes every time. He gets his jet motorcycle out, he starts it up, and he sits on it, and it's so loud, then he mouths to you for 10 minutes because you can't hear anything. And I'm like, Jay, we've done this joke about 20 times.
That'd be a good thing. I've been around him. I've been around him a couple of times. Maybe that would be a good way for us to spend the day. It's not hard to get to, actually. You're off to see some cars of Rockstar. Sounds like a Jay Leno thing, too, down in Jacksonville with John Oates. You'll have to tell us about that next week here. It's Nick Miles, our auto expert, on the DJV show at 59.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.